and welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. So today on the podcast for our Friday episode, I wanted to chat with you about getting noticed at the pool or at the beach, depending upon whether you're a pool person or a beach person or a lake person, wherever you might be in a swimsuit. Now, I know for a lot of moms, especially once you've had kids post-baby, regardless of how post-baby you are, whether it's 3 months or 3 years or 30 years, after you have a baby, your body changes. And even if you're able to get back to your pre-pregnancy weight, everything is just kind of shifty. Your skin has been stretched out in ways where, I don't know, the elasticity just isn't snapping you back so well. And I don't know about you, but my skin's kind of turned to like a look of crepe paper. And as you approach summer and you know that you're going to be in a swimsuit, for some moms, it can be really daunting and you might, you know, exercise more to try and get in shape or eat less or eat better or things like that. But I mean, do we ever really meet our summer goals by the time June rolls around? Are we ever looking quite as good as we hoped we would? No. I mean, I remember back in high school doing ridiculous crash diets, especially before school dances, thinking that eating cabbage soup for a week was going to make a difference in my prom dress. If I could go back to the size I was then, oh my gosh, like that's not even attainable or realistic. And I thought back then, I wished I could lose 5 pounds, you know? And it's like, we didn't even realize how good we had it back then. We'd give anything for that body now. But now that you're a mom and you've realized how powerful your body is, you've done the amazing thing of carrying a baby, growing a child inside of you, getting the baby back out, and then snapping back in whatever version it, you know, comes back to, we should be really proud of our bodies. But still, it doesn't take away the difficulty of looking in the mirror in a bathing suit where we're showing way more skin than in our normal clothes, and being a little bit inhibited or feeling a little bit like, I wish I looked a little different. But I was chatting with some friends about how, you know, they weren't planning on really getting in the pool this summer and they were just going to kind of sit back on the sidelines and watch their kids play and things like that because they wished they had lost those 5 or 8 pounds leading up to summer. And since they didn't, they were never going to quite get there this summer by enjoying the pool and the beach and everything like that in a swimsuit because they just weren't comfortable. And as they were talking about how disappointed they were that last year's swimsuit didn't fit, I just asked the simple question, well, could you go buy a new swimsuit? It seems silly, but we think just because we can't fit in our pre-pregnancy clothes or last year's clothes or 3 years ago's clothes, that somehow we're not where we want to be or need to be in order to live our lives in a comfortable, happy way. And, you know, there are plenty of swimsuits out there. There are lots of cuts. There are lots of sizes. And there's a swimsuit out there for you today. I promise you. Just because you can't fit in last year's swimsuit, it doesn't mean you can't find a swimsuit that flatters your body and fits you in the body that you have today. I mean, last year, I could not wear the same swimsuit this year because I'm postpartum 1 year and my body just looks differently. And like I was saying, like you can be the same exact weight even, which seems like a great accomplishment, but everything's just shifted and you may not feel as comfortable in the same suit that you did last year. So go buy a new swimsuit. Don't let that inhibit you from enjoying the summer and feeling confident and having fun with your kids and your family. You don't need to rob yourself of that joy just because you're not a certain size that you wanted to be. Enjoy your life today in the form you are today. Should we always be striving to be healthy and to, you know, hit those goals that are important to us? Sure. But don't let not being at the finish line yet keep you from living in an enjoyable way today. I was at the beach a couple weeks ago, and as I was sitting there on the towel, enjoying the beach with my kids, I was looking around, kind of surveying the families around us. And there was one mom that really stuck out to me. It was a mom that was not particularly fit. She was in a black swimsuit that was just very standard, with some ruching around the middle. Looked like a lot of swimsuits that I've seen. Nice one piece, very conservative and just simple. You want to know what I noticed about that mom? She was having the time of her life with her kids. She had cellulite. She probably looked in the mirror and wasn't completely 100% happy with what she saw. If she's anybody like, you know, myself, we're all critical of our bodies. But you know what? That didn't stop her from putting on a swimsuit. It didn't stop her from getting down on her hands and knees on the towel with the kids, building sandcastles. She was running in and out of the waves with them. She was, you know, teasing them and laughing with them, and her hair's windblown. She's not creating a picture-perfect Instagram photo that we'd all be jealous of because of how toned and tan her body was. But you know what? I noticed that mom. I noticed her not because she was, you know, a certain size or because she was so picture-perfect. I noticed her because of the way she was interacting with her kids and really just the confidence she had in the, you know, size and shape she was that very day. She did not let that stop her from just enjoying life and having fun. And, you know, I don't know how she felt about her body, but she was getting noticed by me, not because of the way she looked, but because of the way she acted. And we can all get noticed at the pool. What if we stopped worrying about how much, you know, we look a certain way or don't look a certain way, and we stop worrying about what other people might think about us? And let's get noticed for a different reason. We all look around and take in our surroundings and notice things about people. And while you may not be noticed for having a flat stomach, while you may not be noticed for having perfectly tan skin and curled hair and makeup, and while you may not be noticed for those things, you can be noticed for something else. You can be noticed for being a present, amazing, extraordinary mom. You can be noticed for getting down with your kids and playing with them and interacting with them. You can be noticed by the way that you talk to your kids in a positive way. You can be noticed for the smile that you give people around you. You can be noticed for the hugs you give your kids. Why don't we strive to be noticed for those things? And our bathing suit body is secondary to all that. We can be noticed for those attributes today, regardless of what shape or size we are. We can be noticed for being an extraordinary mom. And I want to do a better job of looking at the moms around me through that lens. And I want to do a better job at looking at myself through that lens as well. I found a swimsuit this year that I really liked. It happened to be from Target, actually. And I felt like it was flattering on me. It was, I don't even know what size it was, but it didn't matter what size. I found the size that fit my body today. And I was really comfortable in it. And so I've been at the pool a ton of times this summer and to the beach a lot this summer, and it has been an enjoyable experience. And sometimes even I would notice in the past, I would kind of worry about how I sat so that my stomach wasn't like hanging over, or, you know, things like that. But you know what? I haven't even worried as much about that. Since I've turned 30, I've really kind of tried to adopt a new attitude of, I'm not going to let what the world wants me to think about myself dictate what I think about myself. What matters is that I can embrace the me today. I'm done worrying about what other people might think about me and the way I look or the way I act, but I still want to be noticed for positive things like having confidence and being a happy, joyful mom. Those are the things I want to be noticed for. And I want to worry way less about losing those 5 pounds just so that I can feel comfortable at the beach. It's all in our head. We can feel comfortable at the beach or the pool today if we wanted to, but we're letting not hitting a goal or a number on the scale, that's preventing us from doing what we truly want in life. So I challenge you today, to put on a bathing suit. If it doesn't fit or you don't feel good in it, go find a new one. And actually, it's August, so a lot of the swimsuits are on sale. I want you to get in the pool or go to the beach this summer, and I want you to have fun with your kids. Get noticed at the pool because you are having such a great time, because you're being an extraordinary mom, because you're present, and because you're not letting anything hold you back from doing the things and living the life that you truly want to live. So that's my little message for you today about getting noticed at the pool. That mom on the beach a couple weeks ago really stood out to me and has helped shape how comfortable I am in my swimsuit and whether or not I get in the pool with my kids. It's been a transformative thing, and I feel like, especially since I've turned 30, I've really owned who I am as a person and the way I look today, and I'm okay with it. You know, I want to keep working out. I want to keep eating healthy because it's a constant pursuit of, you know, feeling good, having energy, being healthy, all of those things. But it shouldn't be about the number on the scale, and it should definitely not limit what you want to do in this life, and especially when it comes to your kids. And you want to set that example for them, that you are not going to be held back, and you can be confident in your skin today. So it's ironic because on Tuesday, my episode with Mel Gunnell from Mel's Kitchen Cafe came out, and we were talking all about food and cooking and all the recipes I love. So it's kind of ironic that we're talking about swimsuits and our bodies and things like that. But I also wanted to mention a couple of my favorite recipes because I didn't go that much into it on Tuesday's episode. So sorry, it's kind of a weird segue from the pool to the kitchen. But I wanted to tell you some of my very favorite recipes of hers, and I'll link to them in the show notes so that you can have some new dinner ideas as we're finishing up the summer. I hope everyone's having a great summer. What have you done that's super fun? Leave me a comment. Let me know. I'd love to hear all the fun things that you've done. But hopefully by the time this comes out, this is August 5th, I'll know where I'm moving. We could be moving in like 2 weeks, which is a really big deal and big life change. So hopefully we'll know, and I'll let you know when I know. But it's been a really hard waiting game. But anyhow, that was a little side note. So let me tell you four of my favorite recipes for Mel's Kitchen Cafe, and you can give it a try with your family and see how they like it. The first one is chicken tikka masala, and I'll link to the right one in the show notes because she has two recipes for that dish. One of them in particular calls for less Indian-type ingredients that are more rare, but the one that I'm linking to has really common ingredients and spices that I already had in my pantry. And so it's much easier to make with your staples. So chicken tikka masala is an Indian dish. So there is curry and that kind of flavor in it, but it's not super spicy. It's not super duper duper potent. It's especially good if you have naan bread to dip in it. Trader Joe's has a great naan. Costco has a great naan bread. But this chicken tikka masala is so delicious. It tastes like it's from a restaurant. It is so easy to make. Trust me, do not be deterred. If you like Indian food and Indian flavors, this is a super simple version that I know that your family will love. The second one is a lasagna. You know, I don't know if you make your own lasagna or if you do freezer ones or whatever. My husband does not like ricotta cheese, and since that's a staple in most lasagnas, we never do freezer lasagnas, but this recipe for Mel's Kitchen Cafe is delicious because it has a two sauce. It's a red sauce and a white sauce lasagna, no ricotta. So you make like a roux white sauce, and then you make the tomatoey red sauce, and then it uses sausage as the meat. And it takes a lot of time and dishes to like layer all the components, but I usually do it in the morning, and then that way, by the evening, I'm ready to I keep it in the fridge all day. I put it in the oven at night, and it's ready to go, and I already have all my dishes cleaned up. It is so easy and so delicious, and I get so many comments every time I serve it to anybody that comes over to my house. They're like, oh, this is the best lasagna ever, and it totally is, and it's because I can follow a recipe. It's just a delicious one, so give that a try. The next one is a chicken cordon bleu casserole. One of my tips from way back when was buy extra rotisserie chickens and shred the meat off the bone and store the shredded chicken, rotisserie chicken, in your freezer. One of the recipes I love using the shredded chicken with is this one, the chicken cordon bleu casserole. Chicken cordon bleu can be kind of complicated because it usually calls you to like roll the chicken and the ham and the cheese up in each other. And sometimes I've had trouble like having the chicken cook all the way through or things like that. That's why this casserole is so good, because you're getting all the flavors of chicken cordon bleu, the chicken, the ham, the Swiss cheese, the breadcrumbs, and the sauce, but it's just all layered on top of each other. So you just sprinkle the chicken, the shredded chicken that's pre-cooked, on the bottom, and then layer with ham, layer with cheese, layer with sauce, layer with breadcrumbs, and you're done. And it's super duper delicious. You're gonna love it. You really, truly are. And I serve it with rice, and it is so good and so easy. And then the last one is honey lime enchiladas. It's just a different spin, and it's like sweeter, and the meat marinade is so good. She says you can use pork or chicken. I usually use chicken. Again, you can use a rotisserie chicken. You can use canned chicken from Costco, or you can boil chicken and shred that. Any of those options work great. It's with flour tortillas, which is different than the red enchiladas that I make, which is with corn. So the flour is really good. It's like really tender, kind of sweet. It's with green enchilada sauce that you mix with cream. So it's not healthy. It's not super healthy, but it is delicious and it is filling, so you don't eat that much of it. But I like it every once in a while. Like, I can't eat them like on rotation every week or every other week, but you know, every couple months I just get a craving for these honey lime enchiladas. So good. So, so good. Tell me what you're loving making for dinner during these summer nights. I feel like I don't want to turn on my oven because it's so hot. So what do you make for dinner, and what are your kids loving, and do they eat the same dinner you make? I just have so many questions. It is such a battle. My kids would rather eat cereal for every single meal, let's be honest. But I try and make new stuff, and I try and make yummy dinner, but I don't know. It's kind of fallen through the cracks this summer. But you got to do what you got to do, right? We're just living it up at the pool, rocking my swimsuit. And then we come home and like, what's for dinner? I don't know. But meal planning has definitely helped me to kind of stay on track this summer. Definitely helps. Kind of like what Mel and I talked about in the episode. So if you haven't already listened to Mel's episode, go back, episode 60. She was such a fun guest. I love talking to her so much. It was such a pleasure. So this Tuesday, we have an amazing episode for you. Episode 62 is with Christina Smallwood. She Instagrams at Fifi and Mo. She is talking about her daughter, Finley, who has cerebral palsy. And she adopted her daughter when she was born. And she had no idea the health issues that she would have down the road. But now her daughter is 3. They have diagnosed her with cerebral palsy, and they are such a light in a world of children with special needs. They are creating such a happy place on their Instagram. She's going to talk about spreading the word about just hope and love and positivity and accepting all needs and all kids. And she's going to talk about the Dare to Dance challenge that they've started that has gotten people all across the country dancing in support of Finley and in honor of children with cerebral palsy. So I can't wait for you to listen to our Tuesday's episode with Christina Smallwood. You're going to love getting to know her and her darling daughter. So I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. I hope we find out where we're going and where we're moving. I'm dying here. But it's okay. We're going to know soon. Everything's going to work out. I'm just going to keep telling myself that. Because if you tell yourself that enough, it will work out, right? My husband keeps saying, Jessica, no news is good news. But now that we're like down to the wire before school starting, no news is not good news. I need news, regardless of what that news is. I need news. I hope everyone has an awesome weekend, and I'll see you on Tuesday for another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. Have a great day.